Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Even the Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells the jaw-dropping stories about the tumultuous lives of the world's elite. From the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, Toronto.
Hello. Hello, Canada.
Love your city. Love. By the way, I know I'm Danny DeVitoing Ben tonight, but
I've got the high chair tonight.
This is literally the shortest table we've ever sat at. And I'm not going to be muffin topping all over this table tonight, okay? I will be down here somewhat contained.
My son, Ron Karam.
You know, a stereotype we don't hear about you is how late your asses are. Okay, let's start with that. This is a sold out house in here. Why are there all these seats in the front? These bitches gonna show up later too, like, partying.
Oh man, no, it is wonderful to have our first ever Toronto show. It's been a long time coming.
First time ever.
I wore my Hudson Bay socks for the occasion. Those socks, okay. Whoa.
When people say that you guys are nice is an understatement. There's a niceness about you.
It's true.
That's otherworldly. Like, it's a look in your eyes kind of a nice.
Yeah.
I have to say, it made me nervous a couple of times. I was in the Urban Outfitters, I would never. Okay. But I was in there, and that's that kind of story that always tricks the guys, because the guys always have to walk up fucking stairs. So anyway, I was like, I can do this. I'm working on myself. So I like went in there. So anyway, the sales guy is passing me, and I smiled at him, because I'm from Texas. I'm not a total monster.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I smiled at him and was like, and he smiled at me pleasantly. And then right as he passed, just pretend this is me. This mic, and then I'm him. He was like, hi. Right in my eyes, right up to my face.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I literally checked my pockets when he passed.
No, it really is true. Like when I was getting off the plane, you know, on our last live show, I told a story how about in San Francisco, a guy tried to cut in front of Ronnie in the plane aisle, and Ronnie was like, do you know how planes work? So now it was my turn, and I was like, you know, doing that shuffle to get to the aisle, because there was a guy just standing there, and I was like, I gotta get up there. So I like jumped up into the aisle, and he was like, sir. And I was like, oh, that's right, we're in Canada. It's not rude Americans trying to do whatever they want.
They're like, no you.
Yeah.
There was a fire alarm going off today, and I didn't even come out of the hotel because this is the fire alarm, I swear to God. It's like, bam, 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 bam,
it was.
Bam, bam.
It was jazzy.
I was like, what the fuck was that? And so it just went laid back down. I was like, bam, 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 bam. Like, what is this? And finally they knocked and they're like, fire alarm. I said, what the fuck kind of fire alarm is that? I would have died in bed.
I don't know how Alanis is so angry when the fire alarms are so nice in this country. She's like, I want you to know that there's a fire. That would actually be my favorite fire alarm of all time. I would be out on the curb every single time. It's also my go-to karaoke song, I Want You to Know. I Want You to Know. No, but I saw today...
You just got booed on your karaoke song.
They're like,
damn.
Please show... No, but today I was walking on what I have now learned is Yonge Street, not Yonge, and... There was a Corvette And my experience is that usually people in, like, again, like, Americans in Corvettes, usually awful and terrible. And this one was just like a burly guy in the Corvette blasting ABBA. And I was like, this is the nicest country.
Love it. I was looking out the window and I was like, what the fuck are those people doing out there? I had to like squint. It's just people, okay, it's like across from this park and people just kept bending over and then standing up. And then like putting things. I was like, are they picking things up? Are those people picking up their dog poop at a dog park?
Yeah.
Who does that? Canada does, okay? America's like...
It's really true.
Don't worry, I know that's stressing you out.
So,
anywho,
because you guys are all so nice and lovely up here, we thought it was our duty to bring some American trash to you.
So, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap. We'd love to talk about on ye old bruvs. All right, guys, previously on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Ireland is the bachelorette party of the world.
Girls trip!
What happened in Ireland stays in Ireland.
Hey, baby, that shit that Laura said that I will never, ever repeat. Laura was telling me that Margaret was telling us some rumor that somebody who works with both of them opened the spats of the car and saw Melissa, and she was making out with another guy.
Girls trip! What happens in Ireland stays in Ireland.
I'm like the coolest fucking sister, but then you try and make me look bad.
Oh, so we're the worst and you're the best. We're the worst and you're the best, huh?
Yeah, but that's my brother.
Yeah, but you're his sister.
But that's my brother.
But you're his sister. And then it was 20 minutes of...
My brother. You're his sister.
My brother.
You're his sister.
My brother.
You're his sister.
My brother.
You're his sister.
My brother.
Fucking A, man. So then Jackie, you want to do a limerick? Let's do some limericks. There once was a girl with no forehead. Whose anger caused drinks to be poured. She's marrying again since she's out of the pen. What if I said Gia did coke in the bathroom? What?
Hold on, I got one. Okay.
Marge.
There once was a girl from Paramus. Who was the world's biggest ignoramus? She was never endorsed. She was almost divorced. And now she's a disheveled drug addict, Ramus.
Listen, I've got to try, because here we are in Ireland. Who knows? I could be an Irish princess one
day. Do it.
There once was a girl in a kitchen. She felt really sad and not bitchin'. So she walked to the den, then the living room again. And then she went back to the kitchen.
That's very good.
Wait a second. I wanna do one.
All right, Teresa's got the floor. All right. This is gonna be great, I'm sure.
All right. There once was a girl from Patterson, and she met Louie on the street, and she was like, oh my God, you're like so cute. And then they like fell in love.
Teresa, stop. It's not a limerick. Limerick is
Okay.
All right, it's gotta be in that rhythm. All right, go ahead, try it again. You can do this, Teresa. Okay.
All right. Family. Melissa's a fucking bitch. My fucking brother-in-law, he should have called me. I don't fucking understand what's going on here.
That's not a limerick, Teresa, right? You're just randomly calling people bitches. Okay?
If someone would have called me, I would have done it, right?
You just have to call me.
What happens in Ireland stays in Ireland. Thank you.
And scene.
So, apologies to Ireland. Really, just all over the place. Ireland's love when we make fun of everybody else. They do not like when we make fun of them. I'll tell you that. You're telling us people don't swim in Ireland? Oh, really? I was like, no. We were just saying that we don't see that in movies that take place in Ireland. We figured you swam.
Yeah, we had... last week we were saying... It was a commentary about the film industry, and we were saying that the movies that we see...
From Ireland, all like, you see is a rock and an ocean. That's it. It's always very cold.
It's always like people working... And, like, just out of the factory, and we made a joke last week about, like, you don't see, like, Best Buys. And someone was like, no, excuse me, there actually are Best Buys in Ireland. Like, sorry.
I didn't even mean to go in on those poor Irish people, because that's not what I was going to say. But besides us, literally, for all of America, we apologize to Ireland. They should never have let this trip happen. This is the most embarrassing shit I've ever seen.
They should have known after Orange County just to stop letting us in.
The top of the morning to you. Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, at least my daughter talks to me, you dumb bitch. What was that whole thing in Ireland? And then Tamara, like, decked her behind a bus, and then we never saw the footage of it. God, that was...
Yes, that's right, and that was the...
Top of the morning day.
Oh, yeah, the crying. I'm shocked. I was like, I forgot what that was. For a moment, I was like, okay, I'll go with it. That was also the trip where Vicky Gunvalson was, I think, almost arrested for child pornography because the pictures of her boobs were on, like, someone's phone.
Oh my God. Wait, who? I forgot this part. Who was arrested for it?
It was Vicky Gunvalson's boobs.
Vicky Gunvalson, and they sent the boobs. Who did they send the boobs to?
Tamara's kids. Either way, the point is, it's a rich history with Ireland and Bravo.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
So everywhere they go, they're like, oh yeah, we're from Jersey, fuck this, you know? This new chick, Danielle's like, she's that girl at the party. We all have this friend, right?
At
girls' night out, we all have this friend who's like, oh yeah, I'm here to fucking party.
Yeah.
You want a bachelorette party? I'll show you a motherfucking bachelorette party.
She's ready to throw down. So they're all going out and they are partying. It is actually amazing. I love this whole sequence. They are getting wasted. They are turning up and they don't care. All the bullshit is on the side because they are chugging beers. Jennifer Aiden's like, okay, baby, I'll do a drink out of my baby.
Just wasted. And Danielle's contribution is just keep going. It's a fucking bachelorette party, bitch. So they go to Sheehan's. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Danielle and Melissa keep yelling basic things like, let's get wasted, let's do shots. So then Rachel is telling us, I'm not a big drinker. But being around these girls, like I have to drink. It's like anxiety. You know what I'm saying? So
meanwhile, across the Atlantic Ocean, you can still hear them going, fooda, 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 fooda.
Oh, no. Yes, girl. They pass by the fooda tile shop in Ireland. They're just everywhere, this fucking fooda tile shop. So Jackie, of all people, really, goes up to the bartender, and she's like, can I ask you a question, barkeep? Do people challenge each other to drinking competitions here in Ireland? And he's like, do Jersey women wear real brands? She's like, no, actually, not even me, and I'm actually rich, so. Well, we do have competitions. Let's do it, ladies. So they do a chugging competition.
Yeah. It was... I call that the Ben Mandelker school of chugging a beer, where you go like this, and you get credit for chugging the beer, but when you take the glass down, you look like Saint Nick out of beer.
That's like waterboarding yourself, the way, because they were using Guinness, which, first of all, that's thick.
That's a thick chugger right there.
Yeah. And you know, Weight Watchers as a kid, Janelle with the nails always told me, that's a sandwich in the glass. Don't ever do it. When you're old enough, don't do it. You might as well just drink a Subway sandwich. So Jackie, of all people, just chugs the shit out of this beer. And then she's just got like foam, like cups. She's like, that's right, I'm not afraid of a fucking beer.
But then they all start chugging beers. Jen Fessler chugs a beer, and she's like, hi, I'm Jen Fessler, and I'm gonna chug this beer. And she just like, it just goes down. She's like, reminds me of James Gandolfini. Yes!
I felt like I could die at any moment. Like when I was with James Gandolfini.
Just call me Dr. Melfi.
Dolores is like, it's so refreshing to see these bitches get the sticks out of their ass and have one fucking good night together. My God. So they're like, party!
They're like, party!
They get on the party bus, and Danielle's like, oh yeah, party bus, I'm gonna fucking party the bus off your fucking nuts.
After party! After party!
30 minutes later.
Completely asleep on each other. So then they go back to this castle, which they are blessed to be in, okay? This is not some Chuck E. Cheese castle. This is an actual fucking castle, Melissa Gorga, you tacky ass. Okay? I can't stand her sometimes. She walks into this castle and she's like, ew, good night, sires and paintings. Go to bed, you trashy ass. I'm sad for the men in the paintings that had to deal with you right
now. I'm sad for those ghosts that have to haunt you right now. They're like, ooh. They're like, I didn't even bother closing a door tonight in the middle of the night. It's wasted on her. They're just all old sassy gay ghosts. Did you see that tramp in room 3A? Ugh. Oh, did you do that thing where you took the candelabra and went across the room?
No, not even. Not for her.
I'm not haunting that tacky bitch. I'll tell you that.
Mine's American. I've got the gay American ghosts.
I came here on holiday and got stuck in this castle for eternity.
Do not just try to tear down a load-bearing wall in a castle. Let me just tell you that right now.
You do need a beam.
poor young gay man stuck in
there. All right.
So
Melissa and Marge. Melissa's like, I couldn't sleep last night. And Marge is like, what are you worried about all the people Joe owes money to? Please don't worry. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. They'll let Joe back in Home Depot at some point.
So Margaret is wearing a t-shirt that says endorsed, which is so shit-stirry. I love that the word endorsed could actually be shit-stirry when no one on this cast is getting close to any endorsements. Unless it's from the Tenafly Chamber of Commerce.
So Melissa's like, I'm still so scared shitless of this house. I mean, I had to take all the paintings off the wallops. I swear to God, lady, if I was in charge of this castle Airbnb, whatever the fuck it's called, and you put heirloom paintings on that gay ghost, I swear to you, is strangling himself again. He's strangling himself again.
Do you know what that bitch did to me? I was doing the thing, you know, she walked by me, the painting, I did the eyeball thing, left to right, classic, right? She took me off the wall. Can you believe that bitch? 500 years, no one ever did that. And now all of a sudden, I'm facing a wall? Who does that to a ghost?
She's like, it's just one gay ghost. It just keeps staring at me. And Marge is like, just make out with him in the back of the car. I'll keep it quiet. Don't worry. So Melissa's like, don't you think this house is creepy? And Marge is like, it has a soul, Melissa. Okay, this is what things with souls are like.
Is it creepy because all the roofs and walls fit together properly?
It's so creepy not having gaps. She's not used to it, a proper building.
This really could use an open kitchen. Yeah.
The open concept kitchens at the Gorgas are literally open concepts.
So Jackie comes in, and Jackie's like, hi, everybody, how's every... I'm endorsed, you're such a bitch. What? You're such a bitch. And so Marta's like, listen, I just can't pass up an opportunity to stick to Jen, because the truth is, I am endorsed. Now, I don't want to judge too hard, because, you know, I love my housewives, and I love my Marge. But who the fuck are you? Who? You want battery commercials? What are you doing?
It's called Snickers Creamer. Hello.
Snickers Creamer. She is. I mean, I'm sure she has a lot of endorsements. I just don't pay attention to what they're endorsed by. Do you?
I mean, iced coffee
and Snickers
and,
Creamer.
Like, culottes at Dunkin' Donuts. Do you guys have Dunkin' Donuts up here in Canada? You're better off. You guys have, yeah.
Tim Hortons here.
Jimmy Hortons.
Oh, Timmy.
Sorry, I'm friends with him. Jim. Oh, you know Jim Hortons.
Okay. Jen Hortons.
You want a donut, baby? Oh, yeah? What kind do you want? You want jelly? You want jelly in your donut? You want a chocolate donut? What kind of donut you want? Jen Hortons.
She puts the whore in Hortons, am I right? Gay Ghost is still going. Gay Ghost is so mad.
Gay Ghost, just saying it to the wall he's facing now.
Now she's talking about donuts, Chris.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
Scammers are best known for living the high life. Globetrotting on private jets, dining at five-star restaurants, and driving six-figure sports cars. That is, until their house of cards collapses and they're forced to trade it all in for handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit. Scamfluencers is a podcast from Wondery, hosted by Sarah Hagee and Saatchi Cole, that tells the unbelievable true stories behind some of the world's most infamous scams, swindlers, and con artists. Scamfluencers has covered jaw-dropping scandals, from Ponzi schemes to a fake Saudi prince to a sexual predator masquerading as a wholesome yoga guru. These scammers cost their victims hundreds of millions of dollars and immeasurable emotional anguish. So how does our culture allow them to thrive? Each story on Scamfluencers will take you along the twists and turns, the impact on victims, and what's left when the facade falls away. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So they start gathering in the dining room for breakfast, and they all gather. Fessler's like, oh my God, I can't with that shirt. I can't believe you're wearing a shirt that says endorse. That's just so terrible, Lord. So they're all kind of cracking up, and Jen sees it, and she goes,
oh, endorsed. Wow. Wow.
And this, we've been waiting the whole season to see when Jen is going to unleash everything, and this is what did it, the endorsed shirt.
Endorsed shirt, yeah. So, Margaret's like, don't worry, I'll get you one also. I'll just ask the person who's endorsing me with the endorsed shirts. I'll get one for you. And she's like,
okay, I love that. I'll just take off my bra and get on some new headlights for you, Marge.
So that's how she's going to compete, right? Because she's like, oh, yeah? Well, my boobs are better. And they're newer. And they're firmer.
Okay.
Your callback to an endorsed shirt is that you have newer boobs? Is that a thing? I would lose every fight on this show. I've got the oldest tits on this show.
So, Jen, it's too early in the morning for Jen to really figure out what's going on with this t-shirt, so she just turned her attention to the food, and she's like,
hey, mister, what is this stuff anyways?
And the lady's like, oh, this is, it's called blood pudding. And you know, as soon as she said blood pudding, it blew each and every one of their minds, because it's blood and it's pudding, but they're looking at a sausage.
What do you mean, blood pudding? I don't see it. Where's Mr. Cosby?
Talk about endorsement. Jello.
And Jen's like, what kind of blood is it? Animal blood? No, Jen, it's fucking human blood, okay? It's fucking nitwit.
It's tree blood.
So the lady's like, it's pig's blood. And Dolores is like, when Paul and I started dating, he explained what this blood pudding is. I wasn't looking forward to eating it. But here we are.
Now I got stacks of blood pudding in the refrigerator. Every day, blood pudding.
So then Fessler is like, so let me ask you a question, Rachel. How much fun were you last night?
Fooda, fooda. So Rachel's like, shut the fuck up. I actually, you know what? She's like, I actually had fun with Danielle last night, you know? Like when you fell over, you know, Danielle and I were laughing. And Fester's like, okay, I get it. You laughed at my expense. I'm glad I could like fall over and make you two bond. So it's like actually sort of nice for a half second, because the moment that Melissa hears that Rachel and Jen or Danielle had like a nice moment, she's gonna start working to undermine it.
Yeah, so Melissa tells Jen, she's like, so is Danielle like good with Rachel now? Because Danielle and Rachel last night seemed fine, but then remember at Envy when you guys were calling her a shitster? So.
remember that? Remember
when you. Oh, remember. I'm sorry, babe.
No, that's all I had to say. Remember that? I hit the period, but you thought I had a comma.
And then we see a clip of that, and Danielle's like, what I saw that day was a rat. It was a rat. And so we cut back, and Jen's like, well, but by her going and telling Margaret, that shit's starting. And Margaret's like, what are you talking about? What's happening? What's going on over there? Just tell me what's happening. I can hear you, okay? And so... Where am I now? Melissa goes, let me just be honest with you. I hate to be that girl who doesn't tell my friends things. The truth is, Danielle called Rachel a rat. And they're like,
Dolores is like, let me tell you something. There's a lot of things you could call us that we don't get offended at in New Jersey. You could call us a cut fitness. You could call us a fucking cut fitness. You could call us blood sausages or blood pudding. You can call us a motherfucker. I don't care. But you call us a rat, you're dead.
You're dead.
You're dead.
You're fucking dead.
You are fucking dead. She's like mad at the cameraman now. He's like, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, I do. You told me that Melissa called somebody else out for calling somebody else out a rat. You ratted.
You're dead now.
This camera's gonna run itself from now on.
So now Jennifer's
the
like...
The gay ghost is like, I'm trying to press record, but I just can't. I'm a ghost.
They are fighting. Get down here. I can't believe this is the day the other ghost slept in, stupids.
This is so hilarious because Melissa was just a rat. Openly a rat.
Openly
like not
a
even
rat.
Trying to hide being a rat. Yes. Little ratty Melissa, you know, but still she moves that conversation along, right? So Rachel's like, that's what they told you, Melissa? What they told you? Wide-eyed Rachel, always shocked. What? So Jen's like, yeah, well, you know what? When you tell on somebody, that's the slang that's used. It's rat. That's it. So Rachel's like, I'm so off guard because instead of coming to me like an adult woman would to talk to me about something, she's talking about it to other people, which is really weird because adults don't do that.
So then Danielle walks in.
Come on, Larry.
So it's just like awkward because everyone's like, who wants to start? Who wants to do this?
They're all just sitting there like. This little rat sounds as they eat.
So Danielle goes over to the sausage and she's like, hey, what is this? Hey, anyone know what this is? And Rachel goes, pudding. Which is great. They could have just left it at that, watching Danielle try to figure that out.
But where's the top you pull off?
But you can't pull one over on Danielle. Danielle's like,
not ain't.
So Jen's like,
it's made out of pig's blood, by the way.
And Rachel goes, Rachel goes, I heard it's rat's blood. I was like, ooh, an early morning rat blood burn over the sausage.
So Melissa's like, we were just talking about you before you came in, sorry. And Rachel's like,
we were just wedging you into a conversation that was nothing about you, but I wanted to make people mad at you, sorry.
And Rachel's like, why did you call me a rat? Why? Why did you do that? And Danielle goes,
because you did, you ratted. There was someone who said, you said something to somebody, said you were a rat. That's it, that's what I said.
And Rachel's like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, you fucking did.
And yes, you fucking did, you rat, Rachel. You are a fucking rat, Rachel. Yes, you are, okay? I still like you. I'm sure
so
your tile
Danielle,
store is great.
By the way.
And you're all rats.
They're all ratting.
We're gonna get killed, we can't say that.
Oh my
Edit
God.
That out.
Yeah, we're gonna get killed in Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, Danielle's like, yeah, you ratted. And Mark goes, listen, I don't think that Rachel did anything that no one else doesn't do, okay? I mean, if someone says something about a friend, we repeat it. That's just what we do. So Danielle's like, yeah, but it was a two-sided conversation. You know, we were conversating.
Oh my God, I can't with this. It's conversing. It is conversing. Please stop. Please don't ever speak
please don't
again,
normalize
okay?
conversating.
Fucking
it's about
moron.
To catch on. It's going to be irreversible. Don't stay with
please
conversating.
Stop.
Please don't.
Please.
Okay, please. Please.
Well, you know that there is a word called conversate, okay? Because I was reading these fights. These New Jersey fights are just vicious online, you know? Someone's like, I think conversate is a word. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, you stupid cup fitness. Don't ever speak again. By the way, I looked at your profile. Your children are fat and they're ugly, all right? Can we calm down over the conversate?
I know.
It's a word. So, as we do, we just keep saying the wrong word over and over until somebody writes it fucking down.
Yeah.
And that is humanity. I'm so proud of us.
Listen, language is always evolving.
Yeah.
Just watch these shows and you'll see all sorts of different versions of words you didn't know could exist. So, Danielle is all mad that Rachel talked basically behind her back when all Danielle's been doing all season has been talked behind other people's backs. So now, but when she talks about behind people's backs, she always says, oh, we were talking about everybody. I thought we were having a moment, you know, coffee talk. You know?
We was coffee talking. Coffee.
That's not how coffee talk
That's
goes
not coffee
anyway.
Talk.
Is that bothering anybody else old enough to know what that means?
Yes.
Because she's like, you know, she tries to do a voice like, you know, coffee talk. No, coffee talk is like, let's do some coffee talk.
All did right. You see?
All right, Linda.
Did you see what happened downstairs? They stopped selling bananas at the supermarket. Can you believe it? That's coffee talk.
Yes, that's coffee talk. So Danielle just keeps saying coffee talk. And then Teresa, who's kind of started this whole mess in her way with Jen, is like,
well, Rachel said the same thing, though. Rachel said something.
And so Rachel's like, no, 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 no. And she goes, this is why we don't get along. And so Rachel tells us, you call me a rat, but I think a rat is what Danielle did to Jen and Teresa when she threw them under the bus. So then we see a clip at Mimanides, Softball.
Mimanides.
What is it?
Mimanides.
Mimanides. Softball, very sexy calendars. You want to see some mediocre men in their underwear? We're going to cure cancer with this shit. Okay.
Support Maimonides and buy this calendar. You'll never have sex again and we'll keep the birth rate down. So, yeah.
Frank's nutless bunny picture with hard breasts.
Have you ever wanted to see a greased up man who's had his kneecaps bashed in by the mafia wearing bunny ears? Congratulations. Here's your calendar.
Curing cancer, one kid at a time. So, is it because I said kid? Just one patient at a time. Well, that's still not good. I made fun of the cat. She said, you're in Canada. Thank you. Thank you. I need to remember
Ronnie.
That.
So we see a flash, after Danielle is saying all this stuff about you're a rat, we see a flashback to the scene, and it's Danielle talking to Marge at the softball game saying, hey, you know what? You know, they told me to keep an eye out that you're a better friend than an enemy. So she basically just did to Marge exactly what Rachel did to Marge. But that time it was confiture. It's a little different.
I know, but the thing that they're doing to Marge that Marge is so offended about is the thing she literally does in every single scene. It's like, did you hear about Sam and Sam? Oh my God, her husband, blah, blah, blah. What'd you hear about this? What'd you hear? Marge literally goes around like trick-or-treating with like a basket, just taking gossip from every single person. I'll take that as well.
Gossip is different than an arsenal. You know, like gossip is just like, oh, did you see that really ridiculous thing? Louis had a video on the internet. Did you see? It's ridiculous. I was telling Serena in 10 o'clock. That's just gossiping. Having an arsenal is what Jen Aiden and Teresa do, which is literally going and meeting up with this girl Laura. That's an arsenal.
Listen, I root for the people with the arsenal, because let me tell you what happens to the side that doesn't have an arsenal. They die, okay? It's called history. Read it. So they're fighting about who said what. So Danielle's like, it was a conversation. It was coffee talk. And Marge's like, oh, coffee talk. It's shit talk is what it is. It's shit talk. You know what? You talk behind my back when I've been nothing but good to you. I came to you. I was good to you. I did your fucking logo.
Plot twist. Now we have a flashback randomly of Margaret going up to Danielle being like, by the way, I want you to know, I hope you don't mind.
Okay.
I did a little logo for you. Just some of the different fonts. You know what a font is, right? There's a different fonts. Okay, it's like your letters, you know letters.
Letters,
yeah.
All right.
So I did your font for you. I hope you don't mind. There you go.
I don't know what that is, but thanks for being so sweet and kind.
Oh, by the way, another thing is, I started an LLC for you. I hope you don't, yeah. It's a limited liability corporation, you know? I just started up, I filed some papers. Okay. I also, by the way, I renamed your company. I hope you don't mind. So like, no problem, right?
Okay. What's it called now?
Vineyard Vines.
I'm in. Sounds great.
So we see a clip when Danielle is getting glammed. It's like this big fight. And Marge, we see Marge saying, I wanted to show you this Bougie Kids logo. Okay, I'm sorry, I just read that whole thing again. So there's 19 pages of notes on this stupid fucking show. I'm just telling you.
Okay? That's a lot.
When I get confused, that's why. I can write faster than I can read. I'll tell you that. So Marge is like, the only behavior she's witnessed is me being kind to her. And Danielle wants to judge me because Dumb and Dumber said, watch your back. Really? Well, I think you're a professional shit talker is what you are. And Danielle's like,
but you're talking to me when it should have been a conversation.
No, I didn't. No. So Dolores is like, will anyone let Danielle speak for crying? Let her have her say. I'm like, what does she have to say? She said coffee talk 10 million times.
She's like,
I'm only saying what people tell me to say. That's it. People tell me I'm repeating the stuff. What's wrong with that?
And Marge is like, oh, really? So I have an arsenal? I have an arsenal on my friends? And she's like,
I think you know things about people.
And then we get the flashback again of Jennifer being like, okay, I don't want to tell you anything. This is too horrible to tell. But if you must know, Margaret knows a secret about Melissa, and Melissa was in a car, and the car drove off a cliff and killed 45 people there, you know it all. And Margaret buried them all, but not before getting all their dying secrets, and now she's blackmailing an entire town. Oh, I'll never tell another soul.
And Danielle's face, she's just like,
it's the Matrix. Danielle's seeing the Matrix, but it's like a sad version of the Matrix where there's just one green letter coming down.
The brother-in-law refuses to, like, send all the other letters.
She can't even do bullet time. The bullets just get to her and it'll, like, turn around and go back.
So basically what you're saying to me is that I'm plotting this and that because you heard it a few times.
She goes, that's not what I said at all. I said, I do believe that you got people. Do I believe that you got people that tell you information? Yeah, I do.
You just said everything you say has been told to you by other people. Yeah. How is that not a fucking arsenal that you're using? At least Marge is holding her arsenal by her side and waiting until the right moment. You're just coming down ignorant about blood pudding, just splurting your arsenal all over the place.
I mean, if you're gonna be in this fight, at least know about the blood pudding, am I right? So then Jennifer is like, well, Margaret, you do have somewhat of a reputation. I mean,
you sat there and you talked about Louis all last year. That's her way of like pressing the Teresa button. Teresa's like,
yeah. Teresa hears Louis. She's like, Louis.
She's like, it's like the Terminator thing now.
She's like, target acquired.
Marge is like, well, I was talking about it, but that wasn't from an arsenal, okay? That was from the internet, okay? It's not an arsenal. And Jen's like, but you never let it go, did ya? You never let it go.
What happened with Louie? What happened with Jennifer? I wish I had a third item, but there were only two items, which sort of undermines my arsenal theory, but whatever.
And Jen's like, God forbid somebody in this group stands up for me or Teresa. God forbid.
I know, Jen. That's my favorite part, that thing that Jen does. Like, literally, one, give her a shred, and she'll do the, God forbid, what am I mean, Jennifer Hayden? Just me alone on top of a mountaintop looking down at a mall all alone with a daughter who wants to be a love therapist.
So they're like, you came at her last year. She's like, I didn't come at fucking shit. And Danielle's like, well, you made her upset. She's like, oh, okay, so with the smoke, there's fire. Is that what you're saying? So all the shit we heard last year, which didn't turn out to be true at all about Louis, was that smoke? Was that fire? What was that? Fire or smoke? Fire or smoke? Was it smoke? Was it fire? Somebody tell me. Was it fire or smoke? I like when Marge just loses it, you know?
And that logic problem was way too elevated for this group. Like, what? Wait, there was smoke and there was fire. What are you trying to say? Yeah. I was like, Margaret, don't even bother with this one.
I know. She's like, so where there's smoke, there's fire. Is that what you're saying? And Danielle's like,
nah. I don't even know what that means.
And are you talking like, about the kitchen with the blood pudding, huh?
So Margaret's like, that's character assassination.
It is not.
And Jen's like, well, she knows through my experience.
She knows through Teresa's experience. It's through a gut feeling. That's why she believes what she believes.
If she knows through your experience and through Teresa's experience, that's because that's an arsenal of experiences she knows about.
So Marge is like, well, now I'm pissed. And Danielle's like,
hey, yeah, but you know what? Do I treat you any different still?
But you've spoken behind my back.
It was just talking.
Yeah, well, they were just talking about your sister-in-law situation, and you lost your shit. So which way you want to do this?
There we go.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
I think Marge should just keep saying, so how's your sister-in-law? How's she?
Well, it looks like next week she will be.
So, this is so funny. I just got a comment on my Instagram that says, LOL, tell my sister she's a dumb bitch. It's from your brother. New follower. Great. Great.
I'm going to his wedding. So.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, yeah, Danielle's just going on. She's like,
well, they want to spin the biggest narrative about me, that I'm the one who talked the shit when Margaret's the one who's the biggest shit talker, so she wants to deflect when she does to me.
I can't. This fucking show. I know. Can't with this show. I mean, my brain is mush, okay? So Dolores, thank God, is like, let's put this to bed for fuck's sake. The same thing's been said 50 times. We've ruined another Irish meal.
All that blood pudding ruined.
All right, we're going shopping. Get ready, everybody. So everybody gets ready, but they do like this classy music now, which is really funny watching Melissa put on her eye makeup to violins. I don't know why, but I watched it 3 times.
Dolores,
it's like, this is literally the only time in your life this is gonna happen. Enjoy it.
Dolores is like, all right, everyone, let's go and make new memories, not new fights. So here, time for a new memory. Join me, we're gonna walk to the castle kitchen, to the castle living room, back to the castle kitchen. It's a new type of kitchen and living room.
So Dolores is the first one ready, and Danielle comes down, and Dolores is like, all right, so did you get the poison out today? And Danielle's like,
how would I know if Joe Gorga jerked off? What are you asking me for? I didn't open the back of any cars. Oops.
And Dolores is like, the fighting poison, okay? You've really watched too many episodes of this show before coming on. It's glaringly obvious.
So they get into the van to go down and back into Dublin to go shopping and everything. And they're just like talking about last night. And Margaret again is being like, what happens in Ireland stays in Ireland. Am I right?
She's just that person. She's literally everywhere they walk into. She's like, what happens in Ireland stays in Ireland. All right.
I like that because that was like Marge sort of doing an Irish accent too. She's like, let me try it out. Oh, what happens in Ireland stays in Ireland.
Are you an O'Toole? Are you an O'Toole?
So, they're talking about this hot Irish guy that was at the bar last night, and Marge's like, Melissa, you should have danced with him. It would have been hilarious. And Melissa's like, oh, no, I don't think Joe would have gone for that. So they cut to Danielle rolling her eyes because she's like, slut, you know?
And Melissa's like, yeah, I don't think Joe would go for that. He'd be like, what are you doing, you dirty whore? You fucking dirty whore. And she's laughing and everyone else is like.
So then Jennifer Fessler gets some more back. A lot of backstory in Ireland from Jennifer Fessler. So she's like, well, I don't think that Jeff Fessler would get jealous because we once separated. Because he cheated once.
You, that little fucker cheated? That little fucking
that
Jeff Fessler. You know what? And I always tell, and thank God you're mostly girls. Sorry to the guys. Not thank God that they're all girls. But to my girlfriends, I always say, don't bother switching to ugly people because you think that we're going to be nicer to you. Okay? Homely people are more fucked up in the end.
If
a Jeff Fessler sees anybody that gives his ass attention, he is unzipping his pants and he's going to go for it. There is nothing like the confidence of a mediocre, homely man, and we all know
it. And the worst part is when Jennifer Fessler caught Jeff Fessler and his mistress wearing lightning bolt necklaces. How terrible.
Dude!
Jeff Fessler was at the Abbey till 1 a.m.,
but I like it because Fessler, you know, I know people are like, Jen Fessler's boring. What's she even doing? I think she's really funny. I think mostly because of the way she talks and like her eyes. Like she's got this weird thing about her. But I also like that that's her revenge on Jeff Fessler, that she was like, I fucked Tony Soprano. What do you think of that? Take that, Jeff Fessler. Take that with your 7-year itch. I had 7-year bad back after that one, but it was worth every stumble.
She's like, yeah, we know we got into separate relationships, but I missed him when Tony Soprano was banging me on the table of Brazil. I yelled out Jeff Fessler. It was strange.
So she's like, yeah, she was dating, but then she was lying to her boyfriend. She's like, I was lying to my boyfriend, but you know what I was doing? I was saying I was going to mediation, but I wasn't going to mediation. I was going to Chili's with Jeff.
Well, one time I saw Uncle Silvio, but that's a different story.
Your secret rendezvous is the Chili's. You're like,
I know.
You don't have to go out of town. You just can't go to Rails.
I know.
You know?
Well, anyway, I mean, I love like a Fessler interlude on a Sprinter van. This is where all the good stuff comes out for her. So she's just happy. They're back together. They've been together for 23 years, and, you know.
This is so funny. So Dolores goes, well, it's interesting hearing everyone's story because I talk to people who ask how I got through it. You know what? I had a 3-year-old, and he's telling me he's not cheating on me. I can still smell the girl he was just with. And Danielle's like, wow.
It was Edie Falco. Can you believe it? What a world.
So stupid. So Rachel's like, guys, do you feel the infidelity is a deal breaker? And every single one of them goes, nah.
Nah.
Call me a rat. That's a deal breaker.
That so fucking kills me.
So Dolores.
And Teresa, of all people, goes,
for me it is. It is not.
Do you remember the phone call in the vineyard?
He talked to his girlfriend on camera and called you his bitch wife.
but not rat bitch wife. So Dolores is like, you know what? I actually said, Frank, can you be faithful? Because then we can stay married and I'll drop this. We'll never talk about it again. And he said, no, I can't. And there was a lot of slobber on my face when he said it. So I wiped it off. And I said, you know what? It's for the best, because you know what? My kids could have had a mom who would have stood by the window, checking texts, going to the phone, waiting for him to come back. Instead, they had a mom who stood by the window and just stood by a window.
I would stand there and I would say, kids, there's clouds out there. Nah, they're clearing. They're clearing. We're good. Go outside. Go out. So Dolores says, like, 24 years I've been divorced. And Tree goes, I've been divorced too. Like, we know. Fucking Teresa.
Her new book.
So Fez was like, oh, that must have been gut-wrenching, Teresa, right? How gut-wrenching was that, Teresa? And she does do that, right?
Yeah.
So Teresa's like, well, I don't know if you guys know, but we was having legal problems.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I went to jail, and that was devastating for Joel, my kids, and so then I come home, and then 3 months later, Joel goes to jail, and then 5 months later than that, my mother got sick, and once she was passed, I was done with Joel. I was done with him. I had so much resentment for him. But then I was like, I'm going to wait until I see him.
Do you guys remember that episode? Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's like, I fought for him, but then when I went to Italy and I sat on that twin bed with him, and I looked into his strange new face, I was like,
Joe,
it's
over. Like you're going back to talk to your husband to make sure that you're gonna be with him, and you realize he's become like the spokesperson at Buc-ee's. Like, just that little.
He's like, hey,
you wanna fuck or what? Huh? What do you want? You wanna bend over? You wanna just fucking lay there? I'll do it however you want, right?
It was like when I finally sold my Toyota Camry, and I brought it to CarMax, and I sort of like gave it one last look, and I was like, it's time. And I went on to a Subaru. So Louis is a Subaru. Sorry, I have a Kia now. I'm in the Kia.
I can't believe you just did that, because you have made so many Subaru people feel like loved. And now you just shit on all the Subaru people at the same time.
Well, but you know a lot of things happen, though. Because, like, I think I got, like, I went to jails. And then, like, my daughters, they grew up. And so I had to get a Kia.
So then Teresa's like, oh, but now we're great. Louis loves Joel and Joel loves Louis, and they're like great with each other. How's that conversation going? Who's borrowing money from who?
I know.
Hey, Joel, you interested in investing in a pizza oven?
By the way, this is when I have to bring it up. I'm sorry. This didn't happen
this
in this episode.
Great.
But this week, I think we all saw it on...
I did not see this until Ronnie showed me backstage, and my life is very fulfilled right now.
So whoever this is that Louis was with before, the one who released a video last year where he's naked on a beach with all those guys, and he's like, I love you. Come back to me. Okay, so there...
Come on, say it. Tell her how you feel, bro. I just want you to know. You're gonna come back to me.
Say it hard. Come on, say it, bro.
Come on.
Say it harder.
I'm ready to do the
work. Look in the camera.
I'm ready. I'm ready to do the work.
As opposed to, of course, the lesson about forgiveness, which was like...
So this one is better because this woman, whoever this lady is, I think it's the lady who ran across the country in a wedding dress to talk about how psycho Louis was in People magazine. Okay.
Kim D.
I mean, this show... So she released another video. I think it's her that released this, right? So it's an old video, and it's of Louis. It's another video in his car, and he's like...
With a man bun.
Yeah, his hair is all pulled back. He's not like all little... lifted or Botoxed yet, so he looks like... He looks weird, and he's doing that same thing like where a dog smells something like kind of far away, where it's like... But he's crying, and he's like, I just got out of that building right there. I'm thinking about miracles. And I just came out of that building that says, Rulala. And people don't get it. They don't get that it's a joke, right? Because my name is Ruelas, right? You did not invent Rulala, sir. So then he keeps going. He's like, and I got like such a miracle with you. I got like such a miracle with you. I'm like so blessed with you. Like most guys like me, they woke up today and they was like, I lost $500 million, but not me, because I got you. You're a miracle. And he just keeps going. What the fuck is this guy talking about? That guy's dangerous.
So is Teresa. So yeah. You know what? It's like a fork in a light socket. Like, we know you shouldn't do it, but it's always going to make sparks, you know?
Listen.
Let those kids live.
I was a fan of the TV show Starting Over, and I think they should reboot it and put Louis right in it. You know what I'm saying? For the three people who remember that show, we'll talk afterwards. So Rachel is a very quick study on this show, because while they were talking about divorce and all this stuff, Rachel turns to Teresa and says, Teresa, are your kids and Melissa's kids close? This is when all of America does the Jen Fessler eyes. Oh. So Teresa's like, she does that thing where she sticks her hands out like Spider-Man, as if like that's gonna make this better. She goes, well, they were,
but then Antonia didn't come to, you know, the sweet 16.
She's like, she's trying to get the spider web out, but it won't come out.
Of course. Teresa couldn't be spider. She'd like get to the top of the Empire State Building and then just like fall. Like it wouldn't like spurt. Just keep forgetting the hand motion. So Melissa's like, oh, I guess we're going to blame Antonia for something right now. Is that what's happening on this bus? And she's like, it's not blame. I'm just saying, you know, there was a thing and she didn't come.
Don't say her name if you're going to say something negative.
Yeah, but Melania was hurt at that she didn't go to a Sweet 16, all right? And then Melania was like, I celebrated her Sweet 16. I wish she celebrated my Sweet 16. And then she cried.
She had a cheer competition that she wasn't able to miss because she already missed one. And if you miss one, you're off the cheer team.
Oh, yeah? Listen, your daughter was done with her competition. And I told Melania she could have made it one for 1 hour.
The competition was in Norway, okay?
And then Melissa does the one-upping mom thing where she's like, that was in Norway. And listen, it's the same as when Gabriella has a soccer tournament and she couldn't make it to Gino's first communion. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I mean, I loved that. Because if you're going to start trying to pull the Sweet 16 card, she had the communion card ready to go. I was like, yes! I love it.
First communion's different. That kid doesn't know shit, okay? Those kids aren't even smart to pick the dollars up off the floor, okay? Sweet 16 is different.
They know
different.
Less at 16.
Some lady said they're not strippers. Yeah, but in a lot of family things...
We're in Canada.
Is this an American thing? So like at weddings, and obviously I'm never getting married, but like not like certain like Lebanese weddings that I would go to, the couple would dance and we literally would throw money at their head. Like people would go to the bank to get cash first. I would always get quarters because I wanted to pelt bitches, you know, pelt my cousins and hurt them with the money. And then the saddest thing happens because then there's like this romantic dance. Everyone's like, wasn't that romantic? And everybody, Siti, their grandmother, gets out of their chair and makes her way. And everyone's like having to push their Siti out of the way to get the money to the couple. Because everyone's grandmother's trying to steal that shit. So that's what I mean, these kids.
That's a
burglars.
Storied history of just throwing things when you're a kid. Like, any other fellow members of the tribe here? I know we're Toronto. I feel like... Yeah, growing up, going to like synagogue, there's always like a moment. I once went to my cousin's bat mitzvah. I think here in Toronto, I actually have cousins here in Toronto. And yeah, they're not here tonight. But I went to a bat mitzvah up here in Toronto, and it was like at a certain point, like my cousin stopped, read the Torah, and then all of a sudden she ducked, and I was like, what happened? And everyone started throwing hard candy at her.
It's not nice. And amazing.
It's vicious.
Congrats on your happiness. We're gonna make you fucking miserable today. You're gonna love every second of it. But as far as this kids thing, stop going to everybody's kids things. It's creepy. You look like a stalker. Okay, this is what I told my nieces. I love you. I'm gonna be living in the same town as you now. I'm not coming to your shit. And in return, you don't have to come to my shit. Okay? And they're like, okay. And that's it. I go to one thing a year, and that's it. And no one's gonna hold that shit against me. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
So, cheering. These kids have so much to do. But one of my nieces is in cheer. You can't just miss a competition. But what I think Melissa missed up on here is that she said she already missed one and she can't miss another. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What family event was that for? Bling, 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 bling. Melissa just screwed herself with that one.
So Melissa's like, you know, you're saying it in a negative light. I mean, it's your niece. Like, chill. And then Teresa's like, am I saying that Antonia's bad? Like, it's not her fault she got a slut mother.
And Marta's like, can I just say, we're not helping anything by bringing the kids up. Also, Teresa, you spent an entire season foaming at the mouth because someone brought your kid up. Now, granted, she brought your kid up possibly doing coke in a bathroom. Which I do think it's a little further. Jackie doesn't mention that part later when she's like,
oh, really? I did the same thing last year and I was crucified.
So basically, they start going back and forth at it. You know, then Teresa's like, I never said that. I want to know when you talk to Antonia about it.
I talk to Melania about it. I always say, your Uncle Joe doesn't love you. It was all a lie. And your Aunt Melissa, she cheats on him all the time. Just talk to Antonia.
And Teresa's like, I was hurting it. I was like, wah, wah.
But I would never say that Antonia's disrespectful, like my brother called Gia disrespectful.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Now yes. We can't call children disrespectful? I don't know about Antonia, but Gia is fucking disrespectful.
Yes, and she's an adult. And on top of everything else, when we see the flashback, Joe says, you're gonna disrespect me? Which is very different than saying you are disrespectful. Thank you very much. Court is closed.
Court's closed. They're just both ridiculous. Like, no one cares. You hate each other. Just accept it, okay? It's okay. Roll around in it. Make it a fun hate for us.
Yeah.
Just make little digs at each other and keep it moving, ladies. So now they're fighting about respect, right? And so then Teresa's like, well, I just want the kids to stay close. And Melissa's like, oh, yeah? Well, then that's why you should ask me to be in your wedding so you could set an example. But you're not helping anything by not asking me to be in your wedding. Oh my
God. Melissa. Listen, I'm more on Melissa's side with these fights, but Melissa, she did technically, superficially, disingenuously.
Yes. You.
So if Melissa's saying you should have me in the wedding as a superficial sign of solidarity, to be fair, there was a superficial invitation from Melissa.
Well, so. After a fight, when she goes, why? You want to be in my wedding? Fine, be in my wedding.
Oh, if you had told
man.
Me, if you had told
Do
me.
If that's... you would have told me, then you could have been in my wedding.
Trying to, like, she starts screeching in that voice, like, I'm innocent.
So Dolores is basically like, oh my God, they're still going at it. I just want to stop. When can we get to Dublin already, for crying out loud?
Also, can we be honest? Nobody fucking wants to be in Teresa's wedding. I mean, of all the weddings are a pain in the ass to be, and you all know it, even your own was a pain in the ass to be in. You know it was. Nobody wants to be in those, especially Teresa's. Oh my God, could you imagine those calls every day?
Mm-mm.
Where are my flowers? Where are Louis? Where are my cake?
So now they're walking
around.
That
even hurt my head. I'm very sorry. Especially to the husbands.
It's a lot.
That was a lot.
So now they're walking around Dublin going shopping. And this is where Jackie is like, well, Teresa certainly had a reaction to that. I mean, considering that she was foaming from the mouth when I just brought up Gia's name,
possibly doing coke in the bathroom. That's part of an analogy. But seriously. And then they show a flashback, my favorite thing, of Teresa going like, she brought up my daughter? She's a fucking cut fitness. Cut fitness, cut fitness, cut fitness, cut fitness.
So they split up so they can all gossip about each other as they do on these shopping trips. And Teresa goes with one group and they show a big golden pineapple, which of course, Teresa's like,
oh my God. That makes my vagina taste good for Louie. How much is that?
They also, it was so Jersey, they went to a place where there was the most deranged coffee cup koozie I've ever seen in my life. I really encourage all of you guys to go back and find the shot of this thing. It was like a bug-eyed rooster crocheted thing, and I was like, I think they put this out because they knew Jersey women were coming.
Because it's not even just a cozy for the coffee where it's just like holding the coffee and then you can drink it. It covers the top of the coffee too. It's the weirdest fucking thing. So she's asking how much this golden pineapple is and they're like, it's 80 euros. And she goes,
80 euros? Could you say that in English?
That was... That literally happened, and there was literally like, it wasn't even like a tss, because midway through the tss machine was like, wait, what am I tssing to?
So Melissa and Marge are gossiping. Melissa's like, I think Joe would kill me if I came home with diamonds from Ireland. It's like, what the fuck is the way, what's with the way you're talking about Ireland? Everything you say about Ireland is like it's some gross place. Like Ireland would be worse diamonds than a strip mall in Jersey. Get the fuck over yourself, Melissa.
I was going to say, I thought that Joe would be thrilled if she came back with diamonds from Ireland, but that was when I thought she was talking about a stripper.
So Marge is like, you know what, we have to treat each other.
rolling
up his sleeves.
I'm like, guys, I'm really in the... Listen, I'm drinking this Canadian Bottega Blonde, so it's like I'm in the zone.
So Marge is like, we've got to treat ourselves after this morning. I mean, those girls are coming at me saying, well, I heard these things about you, and I believe on the other hand, and I'm getting... Blah, blah, blah. You know what? I gave you a chance. Fuck off with that. Fuck off.
So then Danielle, meanwhile, elsewhere in this boutique area, she's like, you know, it's borderline psychotic the way she was acting today. I mean, it comes across as someone who's guilty now that I'm sitting here thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, like what you told me about Melissa, Jen, and Margaret's coming at me in the back of the head. I'm like, girl, you don't even know. You don't even know what I know. I'm like, what do you know, Danielle? Just about anything.
Also, and who told you? Jen did. Marge didn't. Jen is the one spreading this terrible information. God, I fucking love Danielle. Can I just have a moment?
Yeah,
and
I think she's a great addition. Great addition.
I am so glad that they started doing, they must have started doing intelligence tests or something before, like,
yeah.
And just made sure to get the dumbest ass that
the
they
dumbest.
Could. I mean, this girl is so dumb. And I've never thought, wow, they're trying to replace Teresa and it could work. Until now. Never in my life.
On really one of the dumbest, historically dumbest franchises. This had the twins. This is the show that had the twins. And Danielle may be the dumbest one they've ever cast. God bless.
The twins whose mother...
Santa. She had one of them had a mother named Santa.
That fucked one of their husbands, right? Bring them back, by the way. Doesn't that sound like a good plot?
Just for a check-in.
We didn't appreciate what we had. That was amazing. Okay, so Danielle's like,
yeah, now she's acting like someone who's guilty, and I'm thinking of the things you told me, and I'm thinking she is guilty, and it's in the back of my head now, like, girl. It's almost a relief, you know?
And Jen's like,
yeah, well, when Laura was telling me all those things, I was like, oh, my God, why would Margaret even have told you that? Can't wait to tell everybody that she told you.
So Fessler, Jen Fessler, is checking in on Teresa, and Teresa is saying how she really wants the kids to stay close, and Dolores doesn't want Melissa to think that Teresa was saying something negative about Antonia, and Teresa's like, but that's why you guys should all help. That's why you guys should all help, because see, when it's... not Teresa's fault that she said or alluded to something dickish. It's everyone else's fault that they didn't actually clarify what Teresa was saying. Just so you all know how that all works.
So then they just keep going back and forth about that. And we go back to Jen and Danielle. And Jen's like, Rachel, that little shit starter. It's not about her. Obviously, there's a lot of resentment and anger because Teresa would die to say, I know who you are. I know who you are. But she's always holding her tongue. When she says she's trying to protect him, that's what she means. She's trying to protect the world from knowing that Melissa might have made out with somebody in the back of a car one time. A real American hero.
Yes, Teresa really trying to protect the protect her that from getting out by shooting a scene where she FaceTimes Jen and is like, oh yeah, remember when we saw Laura? Wink, wink, wink. Not gonna say anything.
And then to Melissa being a trauma queen, being like, oh my God, and now she's trying to drag my poor children into this. First it's Antonia, and now she's gonna say baby Gino, or whatever the fuck his name is. Joey the eighth is gonna start saying bad shit. And she's like, you know what? I should have known when she looked her cousins in the eye and said, and it cuts to Teresa talking to Rosie and Kathy.
Oh, surprise, Wakile cameo.
And I forgot that Rosie's like resting face is the like, I'm seriously being interviewed after a lifetime achievement award for playing golf.
Yeah.
Like, that's her. She's like.
Rosie is like I feel like she just slowly on a path to become Chris Christie at some point. But like the good version of Chris Christie. It's what Chris Christie should be. I'm just happy that people in Canada know who Chris Christie is. Just testing the waters.
That's a trip to Men's Warehouse away from happening.
It is.
So Teresa's like, you know what, you guys, this is a lot of turmoil, and I want to, cut out cancers. They're like, well, congratulations. Are you going to school for that? No, you're the cancers. I wish they had just cut back to Rosie at the reunion, where Rosie was backstage. She wasn't even on camera, and you just hear,
So now they were like gathering for lunch and everything, and Melissa and Margaret are walking towards the dining area, and Melissa's like, is this Goblin City, or is that Dublin? Is Dublin Goblin City? I was like, first of all, is that Batman?
Is that Goblin City?
I'm like, Goblin City technically is Labyrinth, actually. Technically, she had to go to Goblin City, but yes, you're also messing up Gotham City, and there's just too many levels of idiocy happening right here. I just got finished saying how Danielle is the dumbest one on the cast.
There's just too much pride and stupidity on this show, you know? So Dolores is like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Paul's texting me. I hear you're in a restaurant. Hand the phone over to the waiter so I can order for you. That's a man's job. Okay. Got it. Hold on. So Jen's like, oh my God, you're such a good couple, Dolores. I think your couple name should be Paul and Loris.
No, I got a better one. Your couple name is Dolores Paul.
And Fester's like, and what's your couple name, Jen? What are you and Bill? And it's like,
we're Bill Affair. Yeah.
So then Jen's saying, well, hopefully next year we'll be celebrating your wedding, Dolores, or Dolores Paul, I should say. And Melissa's like, oh yeah, I think he'll be on a knee soon. And Dolores goes, aw, Melissa Gorga.
Dolores is like, I mean, am I dreaming about it? Am I dreaming of a castle and a wedding? I'm not betting on my life on it, but it would be nice. I think of it every time I stand there and stare out the window.
So Margaret's like, when when Melissa says that, like, oh, well, like, he should be down on one knee, Margaret's like, he should. He's got to get locked and loaded.
Oh, my God, hold on. I just got a text from Laura. Margaret wants to shoot people. Locked and loaded. Did you hear about that?
So they're in Ireland, okay? They're at a very Irish place, and they order pizzas. Love this show. You got to love this show. So they're asking her about a ring, and she's like, oh, I'm not going to worry about it. You never know when it could fucking fall apart. But the kids say, Ma, you should be happy. You know, the kids, they live with my house. I live with Paul now. You know what? We came back from vacation, and he said, you know what? You took 3 loads of blood pudding? Don't go. You're for me. Stay here.
Yeah. So they moved in, which is great. And there's not even a motorcycle in the living room, which I think is an improvement.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, Dolores doesn't want anything big, but Paul wants a whole big 4-day wedding event, so we can look forward
to
that.
Oh, yeah, you know who else does too? Louis. Yeah, Louis wants...
God forbid, Melissa's Teresa. Like, Jesus.
Everyone in Ireland is like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so there she goes again.
There she goes.
Oh, God.
Get back to the factory. So, yeah, so Melissa's rolling her eyes and just saying, like, wow, like... You know, she's been on this roller coaster with Teresa for 2 decades, and this is our life, and well,
I don't have anything to prove to her, anyone else at this table. I am done with Teresa. Except on your podcast, which centers about talking about only Teresa, you fucking liar.
So, all episode long, we were waiting for the obligatory, like, the ladies are in a foreign country, so this is what the guys are up to. And we didn't see it this episode, but actually, we're very lucky. Bravo did send us the scene that was cut from the show.
Yeah.
So.
God. So here's what happened.
So here's the recap of it.
There he is.
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 Hey, look at this guy with his small dick. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, fuck you. What do you got? A vagina or a penis? Huh?
Hey,
that what was. You got?
That was good, Frank. You want a wheelchair, something to sit down in?
Yeah, yeah, I'll have an apple martini, all right? Fooda.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. I got rear-ended. Don't want to get into details, but... my back will be hurting for quite a while.
So then back at the castle, Melissa calls Joe and, of course, tells him exactly what happened like a journalist would. Just kidding. She makes herself a huge victim. She's like, Rachel asked if our kids were close. And she's like, no, because Antonia didn't come to Melania's sweet 16. You know what? And I said, don't bring my kids in a negative light. And she said, I'm not putting the next generation through this. Your kid's a whore. She called my kid a whore. Your kid's a whore and a drug addict, Joe. And Joe's like, huh? She's... what? She's a fucking hypocrite, that girl. What?
Did you tell her? Did you tell her that the cheer meet was in Botswana, huh? So Melissa's like, bringing my kids into it, to me, as a mom, that's an all-time low. And at this point, I feel so far gone from her, Joe. And for the first time ever, it ran through my hot body. And I'm like, I'm not sure we even belong at the wedding.
Oh, yeah? You know what a goal is, right? Right? She's trying to push us out. She's trying to push us out so that then we're the bad guys if we don't go to the wedding. That's what she's doing, right? You know what? I have one sister, and this is sad. This is sad that she's doing that to me.
She's literally invited you to everything this season, and you haven't gone to, okay? You don't have much of a leg to stand on normally, on normal days. But especially today, sir.
Hey, he's got scaffolding, though. So now it's time to go downstairs to go to dinner. So, Margaret... hey, there you go. Ronnie is reclining. Ronnie's getting the Giorgio Gorga position.
That goes really far back.
So they're getting ready. Jen Fessler's showing off her tatas tonight. So Margaret's like, oh my God, you look stunning. You're like, this is the best you've ever looked. This is the best. We get some Margaret hugs. You know, I haven't talked about it this season, but I love the Margaret hug where she sort of like latches onto the shoulders like this. Here, rotate. She goes like this. Mwah. Mwah. She like pats both shoulders. Like it's like, mwah. Mwah. It's my favorite when she does that. Sorry for everyone listening at home. You're very confused.
Teresa's trying to take a sexy picture of Fessler to send her husband and stuff. And Fuda's like, did you guys have big boobs before you got your boobs done? Were they already big and you just did them? Or did you like get big boobs when you got your boobs done? And Melissa's like, I had zero boobs. And Danielle goes, I had tubular boobs. And Fessler's like, me too, it's a thing. It's like Danielle goes,
Tony Soprano said he likes boobs the way he likes his pasta, tubular.
Danielle goes,
it looks like an eyeball popping out of the socket.
And Fessler says,
it looks like a tube sock with a golf ball in it.
You ever see Pee-wee's Big Adventure when Large Marge screams at him from the truck? Those are my boobs. So they're going to this like adorable teeny tiny little town, and Dolores is like, guys, we're going to a small town. It's so untouched, which is one of the things you'll love about it. It's like me when I was with David, completely untouched. That's David's fault, because Dolores is one of the sexiest people on Bravo.
I literally had to lean up against a wall with a Suzuki logo on my chest to get any from David. So now I know you guys are waiting for more of this. I know you are. It's a fight between who's a rat. Okay, so.
And it starts in the way that all these fights start. Hey, you want to use my bathroom?
Oh, yeah, why would I use your bathroom when I'm a rat, huh? Why would I do that, huh? It's like, oh, come on, listen. I called you a rat because you was a rat. That's all. I call a spade, that's it. And Rachel's like, that's not being a rat, sweetie. That's having your friend's back.
Well, you kind of took a left turn there, sister.
You're being influenced by the shit other people tell you, not because of what I told you. Yeah. Yeah, soundtrack. But because you've not made your own decision about Margaret, you're letting other people influence how you feel.
Oh, yeah, well, you're wrong. You're wrong.
And Marge's like, I'll put it this way. And Rachel's like, she literally said this morning that she was judging you based on what people were saying. That's what she was saying this morning. That's what she was saying this morning. I was like, first of all, close your eyes a little bit. Just a little bit, because you're making me nervous. She's just always like, dong, dong. It's like she's at the doctor trying to read the E, you know? The doctor's like, don't squint. So instead, she's like.
So Danielle's like, I did not say I was judging you. And Rachel's like, you said it this morning.
Oh,
and Melissa's like, guys, there are people trying to have a candlelit dinner over here. They're trying to have their Korean fried chicken and banh mi over here, guys.
And the Irish chefs at the restaurant are just cracking up. They're like, what is this nonsense? This shit's hilarious. And Danielle's like, I did not say I was on with you based on what other people say. Like, they're screaming. So Melissa's like, guys, you know, it's romantic. Let's stop this, please. And Danielle's like, I wasn't judging you on that. I was judging you on what I think. Based on what other people told you to think. And Marge's like, yeah. And so Danielle goes, I have a brain.
It's not functioning at the moment, but. So Jen's like, Margaret, do you really care about her opinion? Who cares, baby? So Margaret's like, I think, you know what? Let me put some cilantro in my teeth right now because I'm very upset. I think it's offensive because I was nothing but nice to her. Oh yeah, well everybody in the world's not gonna always say think you're a saint. Well, that's fine. I don't need everyone to think I'm a saint, but I don't think I'm saying everything you two are making me out to be like, okay?
Oh yeah, well I'm not everything you make me out to be either.
But the difference is I don't speak about you, Jennifer.
Uh-huh. You called me a drug addict.
Okay, you know what? By the way, that was very harsh. Accurate, but harsh.
Oh, yeah?
I'm gonna walk it back. I do apologize. It was harsh.
Thank you.
You're just
My children had to go to school after I'd been called a drug addict.
My daughter quit Patti LuPone camp.
My daughter, who once wanted to be an actress, then she wanted to be a love therapist. Now she says she wants to be a drug dealer just so she could help her mama.
She wants to be a drug dealer and a closet organizer. So
she's like, all right, you know what? It was vicious. It was vicious. I'm sorry. I was pissed off. I apologize for that. And look, I'm going to give you the two bullhorn fingers. To prove that I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. And Dolores is like, all right, can we bury that?
How many times has Dolores said that in her life? I feel like Dolores has said that a million times. Just walking out on her lawn like, oh, God. Frank, can we bury that?
I feel like it probably happens. There's probably a common saying in certain parts of Jersey. Can we bury that?
Can we bury that?
So Marge's like, listen,
Caroline Manzo's like, how dare you? Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something about my family. Pay attention, police. So Margaret's like, you know what? I can hit behind the belt, which is part of the Macbeth collection, I'd like to add. And things come out of my mouth that I don't always mean, but I'm not gonna fight to the death over it. You know, I can apologize and mean it. But the truth is, she is disheveled. I mean, look at her, those split ends.
So Jen's like,
that's why you keep saying you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed for what you did to me last year. She's, I'm not embarrassed. You are. And that's why you keep saying, oh, we made it up and that's disingenuous. Do you see that you're duplicitous? Do ya?
And then she goes,
you're duplicitous. You're like Isidus, but with two units.
Well, do you even know what that means? Jen goes, well, how about Buckawoof? Buckawoof, you know what Buckawoof means?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know what Buckawoof means. What the hell's that Buckawoof? What is that?
Is that going to be on an SAT course like duplicitous would be?
Yeah, well, you're a Buckawoof. That's what you are. A Buckawoof.
Everyone's like,
No one gets it. Melissa's like, it sounds like a booger on a wolf.
Is that Destiny's Child song? No, it's a medieval poem about Buckawoof and Grendel.
And Melissa's like, okay, I'm going to look it up right now. Buckawoof, it's a very ugly person. And Marge is like, oh, yeah, I'm just horrible. I'm just hideous, aren't I? And then they look up the Urban Dictionary. Here's what it actually says. Booga Wolf. Ugly, nasty, thought-ass bitch. The fact that Jen is going through Urban Dictionary to find something to call Margaret is hilarious. Yo, look at this Buckawoof in the club.
So, and Jen Fessler is like, you know that Jen has been stewing on this. I mean, what can I call Margaret Josephs? I mean, she's right. She probably heard Buckawoof in like February 2021. It's like, I'm gonna wait for the right moment, baby. It's gonna be so good when I say Buckawoof.
So they're all basically just looking at Jen like, nah, boo, that was bad.
Like a wolf.
That was bad. That was bad housewivesery, you know?
Yeah.
And so Marge is like, oh, well, she wants to be nasty. And she's like, I'm not nasty. You're a booger wolf.
She's like, I'm going to land it the second time.
She won't stop it.
I'm going to land it. So Fessler just fanning her boobs. And Dolores like, okay, everyone, all right, these poor people are scandalized. Oh, they just got out of work at the factory, okay?
Let's listen. We're just going to go out now, okay? We're going to go out and have a good time before something in here gets broken. But what happens in Ireland stays in Ireland. And that's it.
And that brings us to the end
of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Thank you so much, Toronto, for being an amazing crowd.
We love you guys.
And we'll see you next time. Good night, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.